copy.
I'm trying to get hold of the wire man. So I want to go up there and get that coax I need for that dipole.
Get him on the phone.
Well, I just called one number, got no answer. And I was just looking on the computer, well, the phone, to see what time they open.
He's probably open now.
Been trying to call him since Friday or Thursday, you know, the day before the storm. So, how you doing, sir?
Doing pretty good for a Monday morning. Still kicking. Just not quite as high. About an inch off the ground, if that. Yeah, I'm headed up here at old Wilder's house. See what's going on with his dipole. It's standing waves gone nuts on it, so we're going to look at it. He's going to lower it down right quick and make sure all the connections are still good on it.
I got to also talk to you or talk to Steve about that tuner. I don't know. I don't got reservations about it.
We're probably going to go up there and play with his a little bit. That quick class of 101 that we had the other night, that was the part I didn't know on the thing. So I'm going to play with his and look at the directions and see if yours is on track.
Look in front of me for class, and what we were going through was, you know, the auto-tuning and everything, and as far as I know, you know, it was set that way. I made sure, like, 2-3 times, and the other thing, though, on a few frequencies on the dipole, it won't tune it up. I think I only get maybe 3 meters on there that it'll tune up.
Take my bird watt meter and stick it in line after the tuner and see what it says too when you, well, actually not after the tuner, it'll be before tuner, and see if it is doing anything.
Well, no, it's like it was trying to tune, but it just wouldn't do it for whatever reason. It wouldn't do it.
And low SWR on the lower indicator, then it might be working if you're showing good SWR.
Showing good SWR, like you said, I wrote it down on, I marked down what frequencies where it was working, and then the other frequencies, you know, where it just wouldn't tune in. It would be clicking away, you know, working away, but it wouldn't drop them down.
See, if you hold the microphone button down and it continues to click more than 15 seconds or so, it either can't tune it or something's really wrong.
I can't tune it. Because like I said, if I move around, it's okay on a few. So, are you at Steve's yet?
Now, right here in the middle of Greer.
Give me a second. Let me jump in the house and let you know what frequencies it would and wouldn't work on.
All right, sound like a plan. Be careful. I'll talk to you in a minute. N4MMW Mobile.
Mobile, I'll be clear with you.
4M Mobile.
Sir, this is N4MMW Mobile. This is Jimmy on this end.
This is Jimmy. This is Tom.
Can't talk to you enough to catch your voice.
Went and got some coffee this morning and eating my biscuit, and the power went out in Gallonsville, and I was like, holy cow. So I rode up the road to see what happened, and apparently a truck decided it wanted to see if it could chainsaw through a light bulb. So I guess we'll be without power for a while. The transformer's just hanging by the wires.
Well, not a good sign. It might be after lunch before they get all that repaired if it's a lot on that pole.
I don't know what all that that pole carries. There's no telling. So I'm just riding around for a little bit. There's no sense going home if there's not any power. It's too dark in there to read and can't watch TV or talk on the radio. So I might as well ride around while I got the mobile with me.
A little bit of heat, sunlight, and you can talk to somebody. Who cares?
Started to do a big loop around and turned on New Gut, and I went, I might go down here to Steve and just leave him a present in the yard.
Because that's where I'm headed.
Had an extra roll of toilet paper in the car. Oh, I do. Okay, I'm heading that way then.
Find out what's going on with his new dipole up there. See if we did something wrong or something's come loose or it's standing waves going crazy on it.
Like somebody needs a lot of toilet paper and it ain't you, Jimmy.
Oh, well, I'm glad to see there's power going down New Cut, so I guess you've got it at your house, don't you, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on by, Tom. You get to see this thing up and down.
Yeah, that right there between the beauty shop and the Dollar General on 11, they're going into Gainesville. That truck, he saw that light pole in half. There's nothing hanging from the wires except for transformer.
1-800-POWER-ON.
I went to investigate to see what it was. The power company, highway patrol, rollback, and everything was already there. So I'm assuming somebody called them.
The meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. For one of those little circuit controllers.
And we're doing a video on how to put it together and how to program it. I've got to get up with James, but we're doing that next weekend. So I hadn't talked to Gary yet. I may go get the cameras and set up and just record the meeting tonight, but I don't know. I got a phone call coming in. I'll be back with y'all in just a second. KZ4M Mobile.
All righty, N4MMW Mobile.
KZ4M Mobile is back and about to destinate at KN4VWA. So, Steve, you better lock the doors and hide your dogs.